The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara on Daf Nadalam of Beis brings a braisa. Ein main tishba of Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between tishba of Yom Kippur. Ela shezeh Yom Kippur sveikai osur. A sofik, whether it's Yom Kippur or not, is osur. You have to treat it like Yom Kippur. Vizeh mashen kein tishabov sveikai mutter. If it's a suffix, whether it's tishabov or not, one can be makel and one does not have to treat it like tishabov. There's machloikis over here, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. What's the case of suffix tishabov that the Bryce is teaching us is sveikai mutter? Shmuel learns sveikai mutter is referring to Ben Ashmoshes. That during Ben Ashmosh's period, between Shkia and Tzeisek Echavim, we were unsure whether it is Erev Tisha B'Av or Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av or Mitzoy Tisha B'Av, so it's Sofik Tisha B'Av. Shmuel holds that Ben Ashmosh's Sofik Tisha B'Av, one's allowed to eat, one's allowed to be do all the other things which one is not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av, and the Kavana of the Braisa Tisha B'Av Sveikei Mutter is referring to the Sofik of Ben Ashmoshes. Rabbi Yechanan, on the other hand, holds Tisha B'Av Sveikei Mutter is not referring to the Sofik of Ben Ashmoshes. The Sofik of Ben Ashmoshes is Aser. During the Ben Ashmoshes of Erev Tisha B'Av, going into Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av going into Mitzoy Tisha B'Av, so one has to treat it like Tisha B'Av. That suffix Tisha B'Av is Aser. What's the case that the Brachos is referring to Tisha B'Av Sveikei Mutter? Is L'kviya D'Yarcha. Tosfos explains, we're talking about a case where a person is out in the desert. He doesn't know which day did they establish as Rosh Chodesh Av. In the times where they were Mekadesh Al Pi HaRe'iya. So, a person could very well not know which day is Tisha B'Av if he left before Rosh Chodesh, or a person's traveling and Poshet, he doesn't know which day of the month it is. So Tisha B'Av is Sveikei Mutter. In that case, if you don't know which day is Tisha B'Av or not, you do not have to fast 2 days. You can be Makel in the Suffolk of Tisha B'Av. The Shaila is, what's the difference? What's the difference in the suffix of Tisha B'Av, Ben Ashmoshes, and the suffix of the person who's in the Midbar, and he doesn't know which day is Tisha B'Av? If Tisha B'Av Sveikei Mutter, both should be Mutter. If Tisha B'Av Sveikei Aser, both should be Aser. Why is it that Rabbi Yechanan holds that the suffix of Ben Ashmoshes, one has to be Machmer? Mashenkein, the suffix of which day is Tisha B'Av, one can be Mekam. That's the Shaila. So the Turi Evan in Megillah on Daf Hey asks the Shaila. And in order to mitaris the Shaila, the Turi Evan is makdim two hanachas. The first hanachas is as follows. We all know that Sofik Daraisa L'chumra. If one has a Sofik on a Zach, which is Daraisa, one has to be Machmer. Sofik Darabonon L'kula. If we have a Shaila in, a Sofik in, Eder Abonim, so then we could be Mekel. What's the halacha of Sofik B'Divrei Kabbalah? What happens if something is told to us by the Nevi'im? And it's a mitzvah B'Divrei Nevi'im. Does one have to be Machmir or does one have to be Mekel? So Turi Evan holds that a Sofik in Divrei Kabbalah, a Sofik in Takonas HaNevi'im, Mitzvahs HaNevi'im, one has to be Machmir. That's the first Yisayit. The second Yisayit, the Turi Evan says, is he brings a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that the Dalat Tainis, in other words, Sangmedalia, Sorabiteves, Shivasabatamos, and Tisha B'Av, there are three different Matzovim, what's Negea to these four Tainis. If the Beis Hamikdash is standing, so then these 4 days become a Yontif. The Sosim or the Simcha, they become a Yontif. If there are Shmodis, Rachman al Tzlan and Klal Yisrael, so then there's a Chiyuv to fast. The Nevi'im were Mesakein that one has to fast on these 4 days. If the situation is where the Beis Hamikdash is not standing, but there are no shmadis. So then the lashon of the Gemara is rotsu misanim, rotsu ein misanim. If they want, they could fast. If they don't want, they don't have to fast. Now, lahalacha, that is our current matzav. That as far as the Divrei Kabbalah are concerned, our situation is rotsu misanim, rotsu shein misanim. Klal Yisrael was mekabel on themselves that the three Tainesim, we fast only during the day. We do not fast at night. And we do not ask them in all five Inuyim, only in Achila and Shtia. In other words, at a time where there's a Shas HaShmad and the Tainesim Am Divrei Kabbalah, all four Tainesim look like Tishbav. One has to fast even the night, and one is also in all five Inuyim. However, since our tekufa is rotsu misanim, rotsu sheinim misanim, because the Beis Hamikdash is not standing, and there are no shmadas, so therefore, Klal Yisrael was mekabel on themselves to fast from achilu shtia only on three of them, and only during the day, and Tisha B'Av, because the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed twice, huchlu etzaris, so therefore, we fast the entire Me'es Leis, and we have all five inuyim. That darga, that Klal Yisrael is mekabel on themselves to fast, the Turi Evan says, only has the chaymer of an issa derabanan. It's a takana mid derabanan, a minig mid derabanan. Al kol panim, it only has the chaymer of the derabanan. Zokt, the Turi Evan. So kum to chayis azay. Tisha of Isman hazeh is not mid derabanan kabbalah. Tisha of Isman hazeh is only mid derabanan. However, if Rachman Litzlana were to become a Shas HaShmad, so then Tisha B'Av would go back to become Divrei Kabbalah. Memelo is looking to Re'evan like this. What's the gate to the Sofik Ben Ashmoshes? So that Chazal were Mesakein, that one has to fast Ben Ashmoshes also. Why? Because what happens if Rachman Litzlan to start being Shmodis on Klal Yisrael, and we're going to have to fast with Divrei Kabbalah? We don't want people to say, look, last year we didn't fast Ben Ashmoshes, so this year why do we have to fast Ben Ashmoshes? They'll get confused. So therefore, Chazal said that we should always be machmer on the suffix of Ben Ashmoshes or to Divrei Kabbalah. But that only applies to something which is shchiach, to the suffix of Ben Ashmoshes. But a person who's lost in the midbar, he doesn't know exactly when Tisha B'Av is, that's loy shchicha. About that's loy shchicha, so Chazal were not geyser on that otu divrei kabbalah. Since bizman hazeh, Tisha B'Av is derabanan, so we could say suffix derabanan lekula. Dehainu. In a situation where Tisha B'Av is divrei kabbalah, because there are shmodas rachman al-islan, so then, the halacha would be that all sveikas in Tisha B'Av are asr, because safek divrei kabbalah lahachmer. Masha ein kein bizman hazeh, where there are no shmadas. So then, Tisha B'Av is the darga of a derabanan on the milsa of l'shicha, the person who's lost. Chazal were not machmer that he should treat it any more than the derabanan that it is. Therefore, we could say safek derabanan lekula, and he does not have to fast 2 days. But what's negated to the suffix of Ben Ashmoshes, which can easily be confused with in a time when Rachman Otzlan is a Shmad, so therefore Chazal were machmir to treat that as if it were a suffix in Divrei Kabbalah, and therefore Seikai Lahachmir, the suffix of Ben Ashmoshes is Azar. That's what the Turi Evan says in Megillah on Dafei. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph says another yishuv to this kasha, and this yishuv would apply even in Rachman Litzlan, Shas HaShmad, or Mitz Hashem when Mashiach comes, and the Yomim are Midivrei Kabbalah, either for Sosin V'Simcha Beit Mikdash standing, or Rachman Litzlan and Shas HaShmad, where the Yom would be Yimei Tainis. Even then, we can be Mechalik between Ben Ashmoshes and the person who is stuck in the midbar. And the Minchas Chinuch says as follows. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say a yisoid about the Dalal Tanesim. And he brings several rayas to this yisoid. And the yisoid is as follows. If you look in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk discusses the Dalat Hainis, the Pasuk calls them Tzoyim HaRavi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaAsiri. Zokta Minchas Chinuch. That Midivrei Kabbalah, there is no specific day of the month on which the Tainis has to take place. That any day of the month can be chosen by a Kehillah, an Ir, a Yachid, to Mekayim this Din Midivrei Kabbalah. Tzayim HaRavi means that the Nevi'im were Mesakin to have a Tzayim or to have a Yom Simcha in Chodesh Tammuz. Tzayim HaChamishi means that in Av, likewise, there is a Yom. And likewise in Tishrei, and likewise in Teves. Which day to choose, that was not chosen by Divrei Kabbalah, that was not chosen by the Nevi'im. And the Minchas Chinuch says that in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, and even afterwards, various Iyarais in Klal Yisrael chose different days within those months for the Sasan and Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and for the Tainis after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It was only later on that Chazal consolidated and picked one day, that day is the Yom Tainis Midrabbanan. That the Rabbanon were Mesakein to go ahead and to fast on that particular day. So what comes out is that this, that there should be a Tainis in the month of let's say, is Medivrei Kabbalah. That Tisha B'Av is the day that is a Takana de Rabbanon. Memela, what's the Gea to our Kasha, it's very Geshmak. Because what's the gear to the Sofik Bein Hashmashas? So whichever day I fast, I have to fast a complete day. So since whichever day I fast, I have to fast a complete day. And if I don't fast a complete day, I have not been Mekayim, the Tainis Medivrei Kabbalah. So therefore, it's Sveikai Lahachmir that I have to fast during Bein Hashmashas also, because a Sofik in Divrei Kabbalah is Lahachmir, and the Sofik of the day that I am fasting is, I have to fast one day with Divrei Kabbalah. So therefore, if I don't fast Bein Hashmashas, I might not have fasted the complete day that I have chosen to fast with Divrei Kabbalah. Therefore, it's Tzveikei L'Hachmer. But that's all what's negated to Bein Hashmashas, to guarantee that I fast the entire day. However, what's negated to Kfir Da'yarcha, if I don't know if the ninth day of Av is on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I have to go ahead and pick, and I have to go ahead and fast, it doesn't make a difference to me, Divrei Kabbalah, if I pick Tuesday or I pick Wednesday. Because even if you're going to tell me Tuesday is really Ches of and not Tes of, it doesn't make a difference. Because me, Divrei Kabbalah, I could be Yotzei on either day. And therefore, in Divrei Kabbalah, I don't have a Suffolk. Because in Divrei Kabbalah, either day is eligible for the Tainus. It's only Midrabbanan, when Chazal were Misakein, to fast on a specific day, that's only a mitzvah midrabbanan. So that will say Sveikei L'Hakol. Memela, whether to fast on Tuesday or to fast on Wednesday, that's only a suffix midrabbanan. Because in Divrei Kabbalah, I can yotze equal well, which every day of I fast. However, what's negea to Bein Hashmashas, which is negea to fasting the entire day, that's a suffix in Divrei Kabbalah, and one has to be machmer. The Minchas Chinuch brings many rayas to his yisoid, and we will quote a few of the rayas. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a machlikas tanoim, which day is referred to as Tzoyim HaAsiri. Which day of Teves is the Tainus? Is the Tainus Asara B'Teves, like we fast? Or is it Heitam Teves? Because on Hei Teves is when the Yidden and Bavel got the news that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It took that long until the news got to Bavel. They didn't have any telephones in those days. And it took that long until the news got to Bavel. And they had a tremendous Yom Tzara on the Churban Beis HaMikdash on Hei Teves. So is the Tzoyim HaAsiri Hei Teves or Asara B'Teves? Tractim in Cheschinach, how could it be a Machlekes Tanoim? Which day is the Yom HaTainis? They started off in Golas Bavel with these Tainis. They had a Yom Simcha the whole second Beis HaMikdash. So, which day was the Simcha? Which day did they prava last year? Which day did they prava 2 years ago? How does it pass to have a machlokes in which day were the Nevi'im Mezaken. Zok de Minchas Chinuch, according to his Mahalach, it's very Gishmak. Because there were some cities which chose Hey, and some cities which chose Yud. All the Nevi'im were Mezaken was that you have to go ahead and fast in Teves. Now, there could have been 10 or 12 different choices of what various shtetlach were doing in Klal Yisrael. But now when Chazal were going ahead and trying to pick a universal day to use for the Tainis, so on that is a machlokes tanoim, is Zayin more, is Hay more appropriate, or is Yud more appropriate? But you can't say what they do last year, because last year they did a lot of things, because the Nevi'im weren't misakin any specific day. That's also the pshat in Rabbi Yechanan's Memra and Tainis. Rabbi Yechanan said, if I would have been there, I would have picked the 10th day of for the Tainis, because Roiv of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 10th day. The Gemara answers Rabbi Yechanan, Ubo Pritzah V'Chilaluha, that once it was lit on fire, the Kedusha left. Therefore, the entire Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 9th day. Again, how could Rabbi Yechanan say, if I would have been there, Ilua Yisi Sham, I would have been massacred and on Asiri? The Nevi'im, with the Dvar Hashem, they picked the day. How could Rabbi Yechanan say, Ilua Yisi Sham, I would have made Asiri? The way I'm saying is very Gishmak. Because the Nevi'im never picked a day. The Nevi'im said, fast in of. Any day you fast, you could be Yitzi. Rabbi Yechanan said, he would have picked Asiri. However, the Tanoim, who were Geza a Mitzvah Derabbanan on Klal Yisrael, and chose for all future days, they chose Tes. Shaila is, when did the Beis Mikdash get destroyed? When it burnt on Asiri, or when the Goyim lit fire to it, the Kedusha left? But Al Kolponim, the Nevi'im didn't pick a separate day, a specific day. So therefore it's Shaykh for Amoraim and Tanoim to have a Machloikis, which day is appropriate. And with this Ibikik Miyashiv, a tremendous kasha. The first Beis HaMikdash, the Huvka Ha'ir, Yushalayim was broken into on Tes Tammuz. So it's a pasuk in Navi. We fast on Shiva Asavah Tammuz. The Gemara asks, how come we fast on Shiva Asavah Tammuz? The Gemara says, the Bavli, that in second Beis HaMikdash, that with the Huvka Ha'ir was on Shivasa Batamas, we're in Golos because of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's Chomer Tvei. That is more Chomer. That's why we're in Golos. Therefore, it's more appropriate to fast on Yitzayin. L'chayr, it's the same Kasha. Good, it's more appropriate to fast on Yitzayin. But if the Nevi'im were Misakin to go ahead and to fast on Tess, how could we go ahead and change it to fast on Yitzayin? Now, you might tell me, look, if it's not a Shasa Shmat, it's not a problem, Mr. Rabban. Anyway, good. But what's going to be Rechman Aslan and Shasa Shmat? If the Nevi'im were Misakin to fast on Tess, so how can we switch it to Yitzayin? Chazal didn't want Matriya Klal Yisrael twice in 1 month to go ahead and to fight fast Tess and Yitzayin. But how can we be eager at the Kodesh Nevi'im? Zokta Minchas Chinuch, according to the Yisrael, it's very Gishmak. The Nevi'im never picked a specific day. According to the Kodesh Nevi'im, you could be Yitzayin with Tess and Yitzayin and Yitzayin. The Shaila is, when we want to pick a universal day, which day is more appropriate? Is it Tess, which is the Pasuk, which is the day recorded in Navi of Huvko Ir Barishayna, or is it more appropriate Yitzayin? On that, the Gemara said it's more appropriate to pick Yitzayin. But whether you fast Yitzayin or Tess, your Yitzayin the Takonis Nevi'im Mamish perfectly equal. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Whether you fast on Tess or Yitzayin, what's negeh to the tightness of Divrei Kabbalah? Therefore, the Chachamim Midrabanan, they were able to choose that we should fast on Yitzayin rather than to fast on Tess. Since they don't matriach, they don't fast 2 days, so therefore they were able to choose Yitzayin over Tess for the tightness, and they were not being Iker Edin Midrei Kabbalah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.